So Heidi, we're talking about demographics and population. Now we actually both live in Japan. So you are from Mongolia, I'm from the US, and we go to the same university. You're a student, I'm a teacher.
Yes.
Now in Japan, have you ever heard of the term parasite child?
Yes, I heard. Yeah.
Can you explain what parasite child is?
Well, for me, parasite child is even if you get older, you're still living with your parents and not paying for for anything, just paying getting money from your parents. Probably that's the term of the parasite child.
Right, exactly. And in Japan, it's also quite a big issue because they have a population that's shrinking, and so they want people to get married and have children, but lots of children actually get a job, are professionals, like doctors and lawyers even, and they still live with their parents. So they don't move out and start families, and these are often called a parasite child because they continue to stay at home. Now, do you have this in your country, in Mongolia?
Well, I don't know if it's called parasite or not, but then in Mongolia, the young couples are still living with their parents and not paying anything as well. And they're just working and making money for themselves and not paying for the pa family. Well, the reason why is in Mongolia, the apartment costs really expensive. And for the young couples, it's really hard to afford for the apartment, so that's probably the reason they're still living with their family.
Wow, that's interesting. So you're saying that they're actually together, like a married couple, and they still live with their parents.
Yes, that's right.
And you said the main reason is because the apartments are really expensive.
Yes, that's really expensive, and even if they get the loan from the bank, they can't pay like less than 10 years, so it's kind of hard to like afford for it. So
Actually, that's really surprising because, as you mentioned earlier, your country is really big. Like you don't have a problem with land, so you would think that housing would be very cheap.
well, like the land is probably, well, the problem is like people are l living in the capital city, even if we have like big land. But capital city is really small, and there are so many people who wants to live in capital city. And the capital city is, land is really expensive, and if you even if you want to like build your own house, it costs a lot. So there are no like not many people who wants to live another city than Ulaanbaatar, which is the capital city of Mongolia.
Okay. Now, because it's a big city, is it also hard for people to actually get houses? Like they have to live in apartment buildings?
Well, mainly Mongolian people are living in the apartments.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting to find out about. It's actually, I think, quite similar in America, surprisingly, these days, where some people, young people, are also starting to live at home.